This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. All present at the Agenda 21 show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I suspect you are that one exceptional American that I'm talking about. So welcome to the show, the 24/7 365 news cycle, and you're riding it. Spinning, anyone? Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. And also visit our sister website, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. And it's kind of interesting. Today is, of course, Tuesday. So Tuesday at 11 o'clock in approximately 11 counties of California. There will be the reading of the grievance, grievance number 6 against the state of California. So you must, pay attention because it will be, I won't distribute it yet. I mean, it's distributed, but it's in the hands of the right people at the right time right now. But you'll probably be reading it, or certainly tomorrow you'll be hearing some of the people that will be reading it all across the state of California. Now, we're going to be ultimately in about 44 counties reading grievances over the next, well, now it's going to be, after today, it will be 34 more weeks. We guaranteed that it would be 40 weeks of reading grievances for the state of California, against the state of California, by New California. We declared our independence on January 15th, and of course, with a bang, everything went crazy. Now, of course, it's continuing to go crazy with more and more and more and more and more and more people climbing on board the New California. Okay, now we are going to be having another town hall on Saturday at the Caltrans building in Marysville, California at, I think it's 703 B Street, Marysville. And you can go to Eventbrite and get all the information there. Tickets are free. Now, tickets are free. I say again, tickets are free because we're going to give you, you know, 2 or 3 hours of what New California is all about and getting on board, so to speak, with New California so you understand, giving you some orientation about what we're doing and how we're doing it. That's what we're going to be doing there. It's got to be very, very educational for you. So if you are in the Northern California area, some people are driving a long ways to be there. I appreciate that. We'll try and make the very best of it so that you understand and you can become active participants. And we've been actually gaining more and more and more and more, people who want to become leaders in the system. So that's a good thing, forming committees and so on, stepping up, volunteering. We really, really do appreciate that. Okay, so let's get on to what is really going on. The furor, if you will, about what happened in Parkland is, again, it's top of the news here on this radio show because, you know, my roots are in education, 41 years within the system, professionally taught individuals to do active training, active shooter training, fire drills, earthquake drills, chemical spill drills, orchestrated these things so that, you know, you'd have assets coming and going and all that stuff as drills, realistic simulations and that sort of thing. We did that. And, yeah, I spent years doing this, trying to defend against hopefully not the inevitable, but somebody walking through the doors with a gun shooting people up. And we did a lot of pre-work. We did a lot of investigations, a lot of intelligence gathering to prevent these sort of things from happening. And every time we prevented something from happening, which could have been an absolute abject disaster at the school, it was always a tip from someone who said, you know, this is just doesn't seem right. And, you know, I have to pass it on. In almost in every one of those cases, we had clues, we had evidence, we had information of impending doom or something there related thereof. And we acted upon it. See, we acted upon it. Now, what is very painfully evident is that the people in charge of whatever, the FBI and certainly in the Broward County Sheriff, something just really, really stinks because it isn't that they just had one or two situations where somebody called or even one. Now, we acted on one. Somebody called with something that was important, wasn't even important. We still looked. We still checked it out. I mean, it was a daily occurrence when things were happening. I mean, it's just part of what you did. If it was certainly something that would even remotely, you know, impinge upon student safety, we were on it. There was no hesitation, none whatsoever. But, you know, what is very, very, very painfully clear in this situation, the FBI knew in advance by the warnings that were posted up on YouTube with the guy using his actual name, and they did nothing about it. Nothing. Nothing. And then, you know, then you had people standing down at the Broward County Sheriff. Then you had even some of the campus security people standing down at an appropriate time. The 20 minutes before the school ends? Hello, you don't do that. That's when you're posting up to go to your stations. Yet they stand down. And then you had the sheriff that didn't go in, heard the bullets, heard everything, and cowered down. What's up with that? But then where were the rest of the people to give him back? They were nowhere to be found. They were standing down. And I said at the very beginning of all this, when I heard about this, the very next morning, I said, why were these folks standing down? Nobody believed me. They said, oh, there's that crazy wacko, conspiracy theorist. And Mr. Preston, there it is. Of course, now I'm right again. They were standing down. Well, why? What the heck is that? So you start to look at these series of standing down orders and craziness with the supervision of these people and contracted sheriffs who are supposed to be there with guns that weren't. You know, you start to look at that and you say, you know, there's something not right. I'm just telling you from my professional standpoint. I look at it as a professional because I've been there many, many hundreds of days of doing this kind of stuff. Hundreds, 41 years worth. And I'm telling you how wrong this all is. Something stinks. Now, that's why people are calling for the resignation of the sheriff, Scott Israel. And Scott needs to go. He needs to go, like, now. And we need to question him. We need to look into him. We need to look into a whole history of him. The good FBI, not the bad FBI, but the good FBI needs to get a hold of this. And perhaps we are going to find some real truth about what's going on here. I said at the time, and now we have more evidence of this. We have this woman who was speaking on, ABC News. Excuse me, Good Morning America. Teacher who said she saw the shooter. And the shooter, it wasn't anything like they're describing. Oh, no, this guy was all, he's all made up and police garb, she said, with a helmet, and a mask, and body armor. That's what the shooter looked like. She thought, the police are here, and then realized that the police she was looking at, she thought, was the shooter killing people. What's up with that? So, was it the kid that they arrested? Was it this Cruz kid? Or was it someone else? See, this is where, this isn't, we're going to play it in a minute, but we're coming, okay, I'm talking too much. We're going to come up, I'm going to play the clip of this woman, this teacher, English, great lady. Listen, I know teachers, great, fabulous, cares about her kids, teacher, the kind you want your kids to be with. She saved a lot of lives that day, but she also saw the shooter. Looking like a guy in military uniform with helmet, mask, and Kevlar, and a big, big gun.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. And use the promo code AGENDA.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And visit, of course, our sister website. And that sister website, of course, is, well, I guess you would say it's newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, so we're going to be getting that clip for you about this lady who was involved in the shooting. Let's see if I can see it. I pulled it up myself. Where did it go? Anyway, we're going to see about getting that up for you so we can get that all rocking and rolling about what happened. But, you know, we've got a whole bunch of other stuff going on in terms of let's back up a little bit and let's take a look at what is going on with, well, my favorite subject, Scott Israel. The sheriff in Florida shooting deputy releases statement about what happened. Now, this is coming from, where did I, oh, this is coming from InfoWars. Okay, who wrote it? There's no author on this. InfoWars, it says here that the, it says that we never, this, okay, so this is now Broward County Sheriff Deputy Scott Peterson is refuting claims that he's a coward, saying he did not believe gunfire was happening inside the building during the Parkland, Florida school shooting. Now, this is going to bring up another subject, I think, about the gun that was used. And I'm bringing it up right now because there's a certain weapon that's out there that apparently the weapon that was used by the shooter, even at the Pulse nightclub, was a very special operation operating gun that is used by the Department of Homeland Security. And the question came up at the time, I can remember this, not to go back and look at all of our notes on that, but everybody was like, why did that guy have a gun like that? And it's a very, very unique weapon, very, very high caliber weapon, and very, very high velocity, and does a lot of damage, and is very loud. So now, I'm speculating. Clear speculation on this. I'm going to sit just for the sake of discussion that, and again, I know the school climates and so on. That is back and forth with me. Now, apparently this guy, Peterson, was standing outside and did not go in to suppress the gunfire and take on the shooter. Now, Broward County Sheriff Scott Peterson is refuting the claim that he's a coward, saying he did not believe gunfire was happening inside the building during the Parkland school shooting. Now, I say this because if you've ever heard an AR-15 with 223 ammunition, it's loud, but it's not that loud. You get a three, you know, you get a higher caliber weapon, and it's loud. Okay. But, you know, it has high velocity. Of course, the round from a 223, it spins around your body and makes mush out of your body. We get that. And, of course, it would be louder in a controlled hallway. You would hear bangs. Okay. Now, I'm saying this because I'm thinking that you're talking about a 308 caliber weapon, I think, that may have been used. We don't know this because no one's saying anything. Apparently, there's no weapons to be found, right? Have you heard of a weapon being found yet in this whole thing? I don't know about you, but that's just kind of craziness, isn't it? Isn't that weird? We just don't know yet. We just don't know what it is. So what is going on there? Let's see. I don't know. I don't know what is going on there. So this is the problem. If you don't know what the weapon is, if you haven't found the weapon, who's talking about? See, this is it. It's mystery weapons. Now, where did we see mystery weapons again? Well, we saw a whole slew of weapons that were utilized where? They were utilized, they were utilized in Las Vegas, right? Do we know what really, bump stocks, that's a bump stock. Okay. Now, listen, I got to tell you, there, I talked to some military people, I have talked to some ballistics people, I have talked to law enforcement, I have talked to some people that were actually there, and they all say that there is no way that the weapon that was used was an AR-15 with a bump stock. And just listening to the rounds going off, it tells you the report of that is just completely different. And everybody that you look at and or go back into that whole thing with Las Vegas, they'll tell you the same thing. So we got a little problem now, don't we? We got a little problem about what is the weapon, because we don't know what the weapon is. We haven't released what the weapon is. Haven't shown a picture of the weapon, have they? Maybe I'm wrong, and I haven't done my due diligence this morning. But as of last night, I hadn't seen a weapon or heard of a weapon. So we don't know what kind of weapon it is, other than the report of that teacher who was saying she thought it was a weapon. She's looked at the weapon. She'd never seen that kind of weapon before. It was a big weapon, she said. So that is the problem. Therein lies the problem with all this. So what is truly going on with this weapons business? The weapons business, I guess you can say. We don't really know. We don't really know what is going on. And it's about time we find out now, isn't it? Okay, so anyway, more speculation about weapons, but more speculation about what the actions of Officer Peterson was. If Officer Peterson was standing outside and he hears the reports of guns, is he thinking the guns are outside because it's so loud? It's so immediate, it's so near, but it's so loud, but it's still contained in the building. Now, I don't know about you. I think that's kind of weak. Just, you know, I've been around guns, got guns, fire guns, do guns, that sort of thing. I get that, high caliber, low caliber, all of it. And I've been on campuses, you know, for a long time. And I understand what is going on with everything for a long time. So what is happening now with everything? What is going on in Parkland with this officer? I think it's cowardice. I don't want to have to say that, but I really, truly believe we have a situation where this guy is a coward. Now, that's really kind of harsh, I understand, but I believe that to be true. So that's what I'm talking about. I am telling you that I believe that this officer acted in cowardice. And I think that the other officers acted on the fact, I'm speculating here, I'm really going out there, but I think the other officers acted on the fact that, guess what? That they knew something was going to happen. The only thing that explains why all those people were gone for so long, the only thing that explains that is the fact that there was something that was going to happen. There was some impending thing that was going to happen. And it did, in fact, happen. That's a fact. That's the only thing that explains why these officers were not around. That's the only thing that explains why these officers didn't go rushing in. And when they did show up, it was over. How convenient. Well, we got another part of this that explains a few things. This is exclusive. Florida House Speaker Richard Corcoran, Obama-era no-arrest policy may have shielded Florida shooter. An Obama-era no-arrest policy guideline for school discipline may have hindered the ability of authorities to prevent Nicholas Cruz's mass murder of 17 students at a Florida school on February 14th, the Speaker of the Florida House of Representatives said. It's called the Promise Program, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later on in the show, but first we got a bunch of stuff going on here at Agenda 21 Radio, and we're going to, we're going to be looking at so many different things with this shooting and so many different things why this sheriff needs to resign, the coward that he is. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And I trust you all have had a productive and meaningful morning. To Governor Sandoval, to Governor Bullock, to all of America's governors who are gathered here for this important national meeting. On behalf of the First Family and our entire cabinet, thank you for being here today. And more importantly, thank you for your service to the people of your state and to the people of this nation. We are proud of our governors across America. One year ago, President Trump told all of you at this gathering that, in his words, under this administration, we're going to have a true partnership of collaboration and cooperation with governors in America. And as a former governor, I'm very proud to see the progress that we have all made together for the American people. Since day one of this administration, we've been partnering with each and every one of you in good times and in challenging times. We've been working on the issues that matter most to the American people: jobs, energy, combating opiate abuse, land management, and so much more. We've been inspired. We've been inspired by the leadership of governors of our states and territories in the midst of hurricanes and wildfires, and we commend our governors for your outstanding leadership in these challenging times. Through all of it, we've generated real results for the American people. Thanks to the President's leadership and all of your efforts, we've made remarkable progress in the past year. 2.5 million new jobs, unemployment at a 17-year low. Wages are beginning to rise all across America. Business confidence is soaring, and the American economy is roaring back. We all share the credit for that. We all share the responsibility of serving all the people of this great nation. So we thank you for your collaboration and your partnership in the progress that we've made. But today is about partnering with you for what matters most: ensuring the safety and security of our children in schools. As President Trump said in the immediate aftermath of the horrific attack in Parkland, Florida, no child, no teacher should ever be in danger in an American school. And President Trump, as he will reiterate to you today, President Trump has made school safety our administration's top priority. One week ago in this very room, the President and I met with the family of Meadow Pollock, a beautiful young lady who lost her life in the terrible attack in Florida. We met with other students and families reeling from that attack. We also sat with families from Sandy Hook and from Columbine, who still bear the scars in their hearts for similar incidents that took place in their communities. And as the President said, and I can echo, we'll never forget that time. President Trump has been busy listening to law enforcement officials. But at the bottom line, he recognizes that public safety and education are principally a state and local function. So today we want to hear from you, America's governors. We want to hear what you're doing. We want to hear your ideas for reform at the federal level. It's good for me to be among some former colleagues and friends. And let me share with each and every one of you. I've now served with this president for over a year. We've become very close. I cherish our friendship. What I know of this president is he's got broad shoulders and a big heart. And like governors all across America, I also know that this president is all about results. As the president said, quote, "It's not enough to simply take actions and make us feel like we're making a difference. We must actually make that difference." And I promise you, he means it from the bottom of his heart. So today, I urge you to bring your candor and your counsel to this president and know that he's listening. He's listening with the respect that's generated from knowing the jobs that each and every one of you do every day for the citizens of your states all across this country. And I know in my heart that with President Trump's leadership, with your leadership in your states, and with God's help, we'll end this evil in our time. So now it is my high honor and distinct privilege to introduce to you my friend and a leader who is absolutely committed to working together with each and every one of you to advance the safety and the prosperity of the American people, the 45th President of the United States of America, President Donald Trump.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Rick, thank you very much. And I want to thank our Vice President for that really lovely introduction. That was very nice, Mike, and I appreciate it. This is a time of great opportunity for our country. We've created nearly 3 million jobs since the election, a number that nobody would have thought possible. You go back and take a look at what they were saying just prior to the election. Nobody thought it was even possible. And we've done many other things, as you know, and I won't go over them because I want to be hearing from you today. But many other things that, frankly, nobody thought possible. GDP, 3.2, 3. I think we're going to have another really big one coming up this current quarter. Maybe a number that nobody would have thought would ever be hit. But I think we're going to have a very good number because of the stimulus, because of the massive tax cuts that we're all benefiting. Whether you're Republican or Democrat, you're benefiting tremendously from those tax cuts. Apple's investing $350 billion in the United States. And you look at what's going on, it's really quite something. You just read a week ago, Exxon is now coming in with $50 billion. And many, many companies. Also, something that nobody expected, they're also coming in with massive bonuses for their workers. Nobody thought in terms of that. We know that everybody's going to get a lot more income, and we've seen that as of February 1st. Everyone's saying, wow, I have an extra $250 in my paycheck, and that's pretty good stuff. So we knew that was going to happen. We didn't know that hundreds and hundreds of companies, millions and millions of people were going to be getting large bonuses because of what we did. And one of the things we're working on is fair and reciprocal trade deals. We're not being treated fairly. You as governors are not being treated fairly. And when I get too tough with a country, you're always calling, oh, gee, don't do that. But I must say it's more senators and congressmen and women that call. You haven't been calling so much. You want to see great deals. But we have to make the deals fair. You know, with Mexico as an example, we probably lose $130 billion a year. Now, for years I've been saying, for the last year and a half, I've been saying $71 billion, but it's really not. And they have a VAT tax of 16%, and we don't have a tax. And at some point, we have to get stronger and smarter, because we cannot continue to lose that kind of money with one country. We lose a lot with Canada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things going on, a lot of suspicious behavior by a lot of people relative to, of course, what was going on in Parkland. And the president was alluding to a little bit of that, but he also talked a little bit about, the vice president talked quite a bit about what was going on. The shooters involved, how many of them are there? We don't know yet. We don't know what is going on. Totally yet. We're going to find out. Great deal of suppression going on. Again, this is like day two of the suppression of, it's probably more than that. It's probably, I'd say, going back to Monday, suppression of YouTube and other various outlets, preventing us from getting our news and information. Well, sort of. It's not working. You know, I know what they're doing. We all have figured out what they're doing. They're basically stifling all of alternative media, and they're substituting, of course, mass media into YouTube and other genres that are traditionally set up for alternative media sites. This is just part of the game. They're trying to cover up what is ever going on, and anything that has anything to do, see, it's a war. You know, when you talk about Alex Jones and he says InfoWars, that's exactly what this is right now. It is InfoWars, and this is the whole thing that's going on. With, in fact, the shooting incident there, you know, it's kind of interesting. I was watching the father, Andrew Pollack, P-O-L-L-A-C-K, the father of Meadow Pollack, who was killed during the Parkland, Florida shooting on Sunday. I was watching him on with Mike Wallace was his dad, Chris Wallace with Fox News. And, I got to tell you that Pollack just delivered the 1-2 punch against Mr. Wallace. And we're going to play this exchange. It's very interesting because he rips into the media for the fixation on gun control rather than discussing the policies that, of course, brought the problem, which is what we're doing here on this show. But listen to this exchange. Now, this, of course, is... the exchange, we get the sound right here. Let's, here we go.
Yes. Delaney and Andrew join us now from Coral Springs, Florida. And I want to say right at the start how sorry all of us are for your loss. And what, Andrew, when you were at the White House at that very raw, emotional moment, you said, look, after 9/11, we fixed the situation. We made it a lot harder for people to get onto planes with guns. When you hear what Governor Scott just said, when you hear what President Trump is saying, would that fix the problem?
It's not going to be fixed because I just heard what you said, what you're focusing on, polarizing this event, the murder of these kids. You're talking about gun control.
See, this is just it. Mike, Chris Wallace was talking strictly about gun control. He went into this whole thing, and I, you know, this is what you get used to hearing. And I'm really glad that this Andrew Pollack, the father, brings it back to center. He's the guy who said, I'm really PO'd, right in front of the president and all that. This is his daughter who died, this Meadow Pollack. And sitting next to him is a young lady who was there, and she wants gun control. She's a kid, I get it. But Pollack just slams Wallace here because Wallace, as the broadcaster, is perseverating on gun control, gun control, gun control, gun. Why? That doesn't solve the problem.
I just had to listen to you and Governor Scott talk about gun control. Gun control is a big issue. No one in America is going to come together on gun control, Chris. We're here. You didn't say one thing about fixing it. The American people, we could get together on school safety. But when you polarize it, this event and every other media, we don't care about gun control right now. That's a big issue in the country, and you're not going to get everyone together on it. But we're going to get everyone together on fixing our schools. And I just listened to you, so I just listened to you. You didn't talk, you didn't mention one question to Governor Scott about what are we going to do about the security for our children? How are we going to do that? But you're just talking about gun control, which is going to just give you more ratings than every other media event.
Ooh, he hit it right there. And, you know, I've never seen Wallace being slammed like this, but I got to tell you, this is what the media deserves. They need to be spanked for the gun control issue rather than to try to solve the problem. But, of course, then there's the other immediate investigative problem going on about why this whole thing happened. And right now we're losing a lot of focus now, aren't we?
My daughter's dead. I want to know, our kids are going to school in Kentucky on Monday. How are those kids safe? How about bringing that up to the media? How about bringing that up to Governor Scott? Not about guns. It's not about guns now. Today, it's not about guns. It's about the safety in our schools. And that's what you asked Governor Scott about, and I got to listen to that at my house. My kid's not here because the schools weren't safe. That's the main thing. You go into a courthouse, the judge is safe. The stenographer is not worried someone's coming in with a gun because they can't get in with a gun. And people, we just want our schools safe. We don't want to talk about guns right now.
Well, let me bring in Delaney, and I very much respect what you have to say, sir. Delaney, your thoughts about what you're hearing from the governor and from the president, which is about a lot more than guns. Guns is part of it, but they also are talking about hardening schools. About
no, they're not. And that really was the point about what Mr. Pollack was saying. And, of course, Wallace was, taken to the woodshed, as he should have been, because this parent, a grieving parent, obviously, is looking for solutions rather than the gun. You know, like I said, right now, my AR is right there next to me, and it hasn't killed anybody in the last 24 hours that I know of. It hasn't gone anywhere. Didn't get up and jump in the truck and take off. You know, not in my possession, it didn't. And the last time I looked at it, it doesn't have legs and can't pull that trigger by itself. So why are we focusing on the gun? Anyway, it's the behavior. And I'll tell you, the behavior, the so-called purported shooter in this, is not the behavior we want to look at alone. No. What about the adults in the room who didn't provide the safety and protection for our kids? We'll be back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
The Liberty Tour returns. Liberty Tour 7 will be coming to Marysville, California, Saturday, March 3rd. Liberty Tour 7 features New California State Movement. You want to find out about what's really going on with the New California State Movement? Sign up for the Liberty Tour number 7, Marysville, California, March 3rd, 2018. Go to newcaliforniastate.com and register, or agenda21radio.news and register for Liberty Tour 7. Liberty Tour 7, March 3rd, Marysville, California, New California State Movement. Get your Liberty Tour tickets by
by going to newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, or agenda21radio.news, and register for Liberty Tour 7. Find out what's really going on with the new California state movement.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. And MyPillow, yes, MyPillow, 800-266-4715. Enjoy MyPillow. If you don't have a MyPillow, guess what? You're not sleeping well at night. That tossing and turning, that snoring, all that other stuff is very, very much helped by MyPillow. And you get a 4-for-1 special right now. Check it out by going to MyPillow at agenda21radio.news and click on the MyPillow icon. You can see it, 800-266-4715, and the promo code is AGENDA. Promo code is AGENDA. Okay, we're going to come back in the next hour. We're going to bring up the lady who saw the shooter. This is a report that came out, I think it was Friday maybe, on Good Morning America, ABC, and they let it slip through, and we caught it. And we're going to play her comments about the shooter. So you understand what we're dealing with here when we start talking about Parkland. And we start talking about the shooter that took place in Parkland. It wasn't a young man who was just walking around aimlessly with a gun. Oh, no, it's much more than that, as you'll hear from her. Anyway, so remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. Also, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We have the Liberty Tour / Town Hall that's occurring this Saturday, March 3rd. And you want to come out and check out what is going on with New California. New California state movement that is catching, well, big time praise from all around the nation. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.